Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent and your host. Today I have Mr. Stephen Sharp. How are you doing, Stephen?
Doing well.
He's our new Transportation Director for Haywood County Schools. That's quite the job, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's awesome responsibility, but at the same time I'm excited about it.
It is. And you're replacing Mark Shepherd, who's been around a while, and we love Mark and miss Mark, but we're so excited about you coming in and giving another look at this program and how important it is. Stephen, interesting enough, he does have a master's in school administration, and he was in my aspiring administrator's class, and I thought he might be a principal, but I think he's always had a love for mechanics and driving a bus. But one thing I tell the aspiring administrators is if your buses aren't rolling in the morning or in the afternoon or you have a problem, man, your whole school is affected by that. So it is such an important part of Haywood County Schools, and I know you're seeing that now more than ever.
Absolutely.
But with all that being said, I mean, what brings you to this job? Like, what's your background?
Mm-hmm. Well, I started off in education at a Haywood County school, but not a school in the county, not Haywood County Schools. I was at Haywood Christian Academy for 4 years there, where I was PE teacher, athletic director, coach. Kind of helped direct a lot of things there as well. But I started there and then was fortunate to move into Haywood County Schools as a PE teacher at Clyde Elementary. And I immediately started driving a bus, of course, subbing and trying to help out with that. And then ended up in a couple of years, got a full route that I kept for about 7.5-8 years full time. And I enjoyed it. It was good. Sometimes I would drive my bus, and sometimes I'd end up driving other buses, even though I had a route, depending on what we needed. But I've always loved kids. That's just something, even as a young adult, I love, you know, working with kids, and I was fortunate enough to get to do this. But I've also coached in Haywood County since 2003 at Bethel Middle School. Coached football and baseball there. Also coached at Haywood Christian Academy. Yeah. So, and then athletic directing is where the administration, I guess, side of it come. I was able to do that. That was a pretty good gig too. I enjoyed that. So,
well, here you are. So, and I just want to say, I go visit the bus garage, take our aspiring administrators up there. I mean, what a great group of people you have. They are so much fun. They're hard workers. We have very few problems in our transportation department due to them, and just a shout out to them.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're top notch. They're a bunch of hardworking guys, and the thing that is really great about them, they don't look at as this school, say Pisgah or Tuscola, whatever school they're assigned to, they don't necessarily look at it as those buses are mine and that's the ones I work on. They're willing to jump in anywhere. If something goes down, they all just jump on board. They are top notch. And I know AC up there, our garage man and parts man, he's top notch. He's been a huge resource for me, and I'm grateful for him. Great mechanics. And you know, Miss Charlotte, Miss Amy up there, both are top notch.
They've been
amazing to help me get started.
So don't get crazy.
That's a big thing. Keep them going.
That I think about being an assistant principal and being on the bus lot in the morning. And for our listeners out there, you have a mechanic that's assigned to your school that as an assistant principal doing buses becomes a really good friend of yours.
Absolutely.
They're there with you in the morning. There's, you know, they have a lot of moving parts and things break and replacement buses have to be spent. But those are some of my good memories of being assistant principal and getting to know our bus drivers and seeing those kids first thing in the morning. It is a special piece of it. So I'm glad you got that. You've had that experience.
Yeah,
that'll bring a lot to the job.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like? What's a day like up at the transportation department?
Well, I mean, you know, the first thing in the morning, we're up there at the crack of dawn a lot of times. Okay. You know, it's not even daylight. We've hit there waiting. And a lot of times, we're just sitting there kind of waiting to make sure everything goes smooth and then jump to it. It's, you know, if somebody needs something, there's been times they call us and, hey, we got a bus down at, I don't know, North Canton. It's tore up. Well, the boys jump up. Somebody grabs a bus. They take a mechanic's truck. They get there as quick as they can. So it's pretty sometimes it starts out a little slow, you think, and the next thing you know, you're wide open. But
they're always pulling a bus in and maintaining and inspections. And cycle.
And those, I've been fortunate enough to go on those 30-day inspections with my guys. I've been traveling around to each school and watching them do that. And there, it would blow your mind to understand the amount of stuff they have to cover to keep these buses on the road daily.
It's safe for our kids.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's a big list of things that they have to check every 30 days. So.
Yeah, so I know. Listeners, we've had buses running this summer. I know you've seen yellow buses out. We had a couple of calls here. Mm-hmm. There's yellow buses on the road. You don't usually see that in June and July after school's out, but we have had summer school. And so we've run some limited routes for our students this summer. You and I were just talking about how smooth that had been. So,
so far, yes, thankfully, everything's went really smooth. I have to give a shout-out to Jeff Haney. Helped me with that situation. He was great. Me stepping in, knowing there's buses going to be moving automatically and something new, and that was just a good thing. I've had a lot of great help. And that, you know, when your team's helping you and they're doing their job, it makes it a lot easier.
Appreciate those drivers doing this summer. I know we've all had a long year, and to get back out there and drive our kids, it's been great. So here you are. I know you've got some dreams and visions and goals and plans. What are some things you're working on?
Well, one of the main things we're working on right now is trying to find some drivers, to be honest with you. We need some bus drivers, and that's a big thing. We're trying to figure out what the best way to get them in and understand mm-hmm. that they will be such a vital role to our program. Good drivers that want to come in and work and be there to help these bus roll. Because without the bus rolling, we can't get the kids there to educate them.
We have a lot of principals and administrators, and I know our board is with you on that. Mm-hmm. They are very interested in trying to recruit these drivers. And I know we've got some preliminary ideas, but we have a lot of principals and assistant principals that are having to drive buses.
That's right.
Just due to the shortage of bus drivers. So we'll give a shout-out at the end of this just for that. So if you know someone that wants to drive a bus, but... Yeah. You know, what else? What else is going on?
Well, coming in, I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful to come in with such a good crew. And I want to build on that. I just want to let everybody understand that how much they're appreciated. And I think the more that we do that, it's just going to continually get better. And offering training for my mechanics up top. And I sent two last week to a diagnostic class. And they came back, and then they're sharing with ours. So we're trying to do some cross-training up there to where some guys that go to one clinic or one training, they can come back and train the rest of us so we can, you know, be better formatted to where everybody knows what's going on. We got, you know, some people that might be better at diagnostics, and somebody might be better at just mechanic work straight out of tearing a motor apart, but we can cross those and then fully train our guys to the best of our ability that we can.
Absolutely. So when someone retires, all that knowledge doesn't
right.
Work out
it doesn't.
Really. I know, and there's a lot of knowledge.
There
you've
is.
Had some good guys out there with a lot of experience.
That's very true. Very true.
Well, why don't you, listeners, if you know someone that wants to drive a bus for Haywood County Schools, it's a great job. And I think Mr. Sharp said if you love being around kids and getting to know them, and it's the people that drive a bus for us, it's really kind of a calling, like they mm-hmm. love it. We've got mm-hmm. people that will not, Patty McNeil, if you're listening out there, you just won't give it up. And we love our people like that just continue to do it because of the relationship with the kids. And so it is a special job. We'd love to have you. You want
absolutely.
To give us some information?
Absolutely. You're welcome to call us up at the bus garage. It's 456-2421, and anybody up there can point you in the right direction and get you. If you need training, we have that'll be available. There's several in Haywood County. There's some in Jackson County, Buncombe County, and some of the surrounding counties if we need to reach out and go to those as well. We can get you trained if you're not a bus driver.
So 456-2421, give us
yes,
a call.
Ma'am. That's
all
right.
Right, this is Mr. Stephen Sharp, and you can call him too if you have any questions about the buses. He'd be glad to answer those, I know. I'm glad you're on board.
Yes, I'm excited.
You're going to do a great
very
job.
Grateful.
And thank you for everything you've already done for Haywood County Schools.
Uh-huh.
All right, listeners, have a great day.